KSD Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. It is Monday, folks. December 15th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this latest winning, another winning postcast edition of this podcast. It's your very first time checking out this podcast. Thank you so much once again. We're taking time out of your Mondays. This will come out first thing around lunchtime, so be out on the lookout for that. But to be able to do that, make sure you subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Yes, sir, daily, including the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Y'all will know if I'd about it. If y'all were subscribed before yesterday, three episodes loaded y'all with content, weekend content, especially yesterday, three episodes came out. So make sure you go ahead and check those out. And we recorded the postcast on men's basketball. Well, that was already included yesterday there as well. And I posted one more episode up. Yeah, volleyball. Yes, volleyball on last Saturday. So go check it out on the Purple Project Podcast feed. We loaded you up with content over the weekend. And sweep of Creighton yesterday. The ladies basketball team completed the two-day sweep of Creighton after the men's basketball team, led by the hometown return of Adney Bashir, leading the way. And, of course, let's not forget David Castillo as well, led the way for K-State over Creighton. And in here, yesterday, same thing here. K-State went out to a little bit of a lead. Have you heard that before? And then Creighton, the ladies Creighton team, battled back. And then some clutch plays there. Again, have you heard this before? Jeff Mitty and the K-State women's basketball team holds off Creighton, and more importantly, put a sweep. K-State sweeps Creighton. That's going to be the tagline for this postcast. There as 75-71 as, well, yet again, Natasha Klassis has been absolutely fantastic in the non-con. Now you're starting to see Jordan Spieser light you up from downtown there as well. K-State, so both the basketball teams now have seven wins leaving Omaha, Nebraska. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Monday edition of the podcast, winning edition of the podcast there. So Natasha Klassens, circling back to her for a minute, tied her career high, of course, that coming on the road against Green Bay. A few weeks ago, before she got taken out of that game due to injury late in that game right there. But Klassen's picking up right where she left off. She has been nothing but fantastic there. The new number four. I'm going to just give her that nickname because, again, Serena Sindel wore that number for 4 or 5 years. And now Natasha Klassen has done it her own way. And 21 points, 8 of 11 from the field, and adding 5 rebounds to that stat total. I mentioned Spieser. 15 points yesterday, 4-7 shooting. 4-7 shooting from the field, it looks like. We'll check in the box score in a minute. Zella Arenas, who's been coming off the bench, was the other lady Wildcat in double figures yesterday with 10 points there. Klassen's with 8-11. Confirmed. Let me see. Yes, confirmed. Spacer was 4-7. Zella Arenas, 4-9 from the field as well in this ball game. And your Energizer, but the original Energizer Bunny, Terrence Sides, 9 points yesterday of only 3 of 7 from the field, 2 of 4 downtown. Yeah, I'm going to take these off because that's not going to get it done. Right there as well. K-State 75, Creighton 71 on the other end of the spectrum. For Creighton, they had 4 plays in double digits, so despite K-State, they're jumping to a lead. I believe I looked at my little scoreboard sheet on top of my I talked about this early on this season where it came up, like, where did this come from? So my little scoreboard screen, my scoreboard line atop of the oh, man. I'll get to that later. But yeah, he's getting annoying. But anyway, I'm not calling his name on this podcast. He gonna listen to this podcast, but he's getting a little bit annoying. there. That's what there in the last several weeks. But anyways, four Creighton ladies, Blue Jays, winning double figures last night. Two of them had 16 net, belonged to Kennedy Townsend and Ava Zakir. Townsend was 5 of 12 from the field. Meanwhile, Zakir was 4 of 13 from the field. Also, Elizabeth Gentry added 11, and Kendall McGee had 13. We're going to step aside for a minute here on the Pro Parts of Podcast, all things K-State sports, K-State ladies completing that sweep over Creighton. We'll be back here in just a minute. K-State ladies basketball team led by Natasha Clausens there and Jordan Spiezer leads K-State to their seventh win of the 2025 campaign. This is Eddie Greer once again back again for the Pro Parts of Podcast, all things K-State sports there. So yes, two days, the same teams played at Omaha, Nebraska. I'm talking about the men's basketball teams and women's basketball for Kansas State and put the sweep on them. Huge, right? So we take a look at, we're still inside the box score here. Oh, yeah. By the way, first, Kansas State now 7-6, and Creighton drops to 4-5 on that end of the spectrum. K-State started out pretty strong there in the first half, and then Creighton inched in the third quarter, and then they made a real run in the fourth quarter. But again, K-State ladies did what they had to do there to hold off the Lady Blue Jays yesterday there. The Lady Blue Jays shot 40% from the field, 32% from downtown. The Lady Cats, 47% shooting from the field overall as a team yesterday and hitting 40% from downtown. 5 second chance points, 36 points in the paint, 14 fast break points, 18 points off our turnovers, and 33 bench points yesterday. And I'm going to throw this in here. Tess Hill, who achieved 1,500 career points there, only had 4 yesterday in 10 minutes of action. Actually, excuse me, I'm looking at Anaya Foy. Excuse me. Tess Hill had played 25 minutes in yesterday's game there as well. Gina Garcia had 9. She was in the starting lineup along with Janessa Cotton with 2. And I believe Brandy Harrod was in the starting lineup as well for a minute. Only a point in this game. And back to Anaya Foy, she had 4 points in the game as well. So everybody was eating yesterday for K-State in this win yesterday there. As we get, I don't have anything. So, and pretty similar, I don't have anything on the head coach press conference just like yesterday when looking at Jerome Tang there as well. He was joined by Castillo and Abdi Bashir. More on Bashir. A stat came on him after yesterday. So we'll still go back to him later on here. If I get around to it today, obviously I need to record the Trey Scott addition to the roster for new head coach Colin Klein in the K-State football team. Some notes here to leave y'all with on this winning Monday edition of this podcast. Klassen's now 6th time yesterday that she achieved double figures there. Her second time scoring 20 or more points. Azalea Arenas now 6 games now with 10 or more points. Jordan Spiezer, also the 6th time entering double figures in 2025-26 campaign. Gina Garcia had 6 assists yesterday there. 7th career game with 5 or more assists there as well. Terrence Sides, 2 3-pointers yesterday. 10th game of the season and her 41st of her K-State career with 2 or more connections from downtown in this basketball game. Pretty simple, right? Yeah. Again, the ebbs and flows of this women's basketball team. You lose last Wednesday. You come back. You hold off a decent Creighton team. So, but the overall picture coming out of this game, right? We're out of the weekend, really. Outside of all the coaching changes and hires, K-State basketball, whether that's men to women's, getting the sweep over Creighton. So huge confidence there as well. And oh, by the way, this was the last non-con game. By the way, we talked about it a little bit last week on the show for Jeff Minnie and his squad. The next time you're going to see them. Wait, hold on a second. Yeah, the next time you're going to see them is in conference play this weekend. So you're going to have to wait till Saturday. So the KSM Women's Basketball will open up Big 12 play officially Saturday afternoon, late afternoon, when TCU comes to Bramlage. And again, TCU won the conference last year, and they start, and they're already eighth-ranked team in the nation. So K-State's going to have their hands full. But again, we've seen it in peaks and valleys already in non-con that this team, whether it's particularly with SEC play, playing either upsetting Ole Miss or A&M, they went toe-to-toe with them teams. So again, if they are focused enough, if they have their heads right in the right direction, they can play with anybody. So, but the first hurdle in Big 12 play for the ladies, they're gonna take on the 8th-ranked TCU coming this. We're gonna have to wait this Saturday, and it'll open up in Bramlage Coliseum. So anxious to see how this team looks in this in conference play, and of course ESPN Plus will carry the game, the conference opener for Jeff Mitty, Terrence Sides, Natasha Klassen's company. So looking forward to see how they're going to fare as well, with right off the bat the best team from last year and already the best team going in this year, at least conference-wise, the 8th-ranked TCU Lady Horn Frogs. Once again, the Pro Parts Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found free and available daily. Remember, chance to record Kansas State content. Again, make sure you do. Hit the subscribe button, like it, the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Y'all be first to know about that. And make sure y'all tell a fellow K-State fans about this podcast. We appreciate your everyday support of this podcast. We have been rocking and rolling really since November. So y'all been rocking with us. Thank you so much. And we're starting to close in on the end of 2025. And we got to get, well, yours truly got to get at least to the end. Make it through the end of Friday afternoon. Let's just say, we'll just put it that way. And, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, non-K-State related, let me make some changes outside of the podcast. Just saying. So there's that. But anyways, the K-State ladies basketball team completes the two-day sweep over Creighton after the men's team beat Creighton 83-76. That podcast already out in y'all feeds. Make sure you download, check this out, or check that out first. Before checking out this Monday winning edition of this podcast, once again, it is K-State 75, Creighton 71 on the K-State women's basketball side of things there. So bring out the brooms, folks, on this Monday, folks. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another women's postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.